Good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon, all dependent on when you are listening. But at the moment I'm recording on the evening, so I'm going with that. Good evening, fellow listeners. Welcome to Adoption Adventures. Welcome to this week's adventure. I'll say I've dropped the ball, but I haven't. Last week was LGBT plus fostering and adoption week, so a time to celebrate same-sex adopters and foster carers. I say I dropped the ball because obviously last week was not discussing that. However, I feel I didn't drop the ball because Little Dude had presented an interview that was posted to all prospective adopters in our local area to give them a little sort of flavour of what it's like to be adopted by two dads. So I feel that we've been working on it. I just perhaps could have swapped up my episodes. But considering that last week was National LGBTQ plus Adoption Week, I thought that I would actually broach a subject that I've not really spoken about specifically on this podcast. And that's the fact that we are a same-sex couple and we did adopt our son. And I don't really talk about that much because I don't know if I sort of talked about this on the pilot or what, but I don't really like to separate the fact that, or highlight the fact that we are a same-sex couple, because we are just a couple that adopted. And I think the families can look in so many different ways. Obviously, you've got straight couples, you've got single adopters, same-sex couples. There are so many different categories and different breakdowns that you could look at, when actually the really important thing is just being a family. And however your family looks is what your family is. So we've never really sort of gone down the path of sort of making a real big deal out of the fact that we are a same-sex couple. But when I'm presenting any training, a question that I get asked an awful lot is, how did we find the process as a same-sex couple? And did we find that we were asked any different questions? Did we find that we had any extra challenges being a same-sex couple? And we're asked a variety of those questions. What's always really interesting is our answer has to stay the same. And the answer always is, I don't know what differences there would have been had we have been a heterosexual couple, because we're not. So we had our own experience, and we can't say whether our experience was tougher or easier because that we were a same-sex couple or not. It just wasn't a thing, and it's not something that we can actually really sort of comment on. But the little dude was asked that question, or a variety of questions about being adopted by two dads. And I think what was really sweet was, I think he was asked the question, you know, how did it feel being adopted by two dads? And he said, well, it just felt normal. I was just being adopted by parents, which I thought was really sweet. He was then asked the question, what skills do you think same-sex adopters need to go through this process? And he looked quite baffled, and he said, I don't really get the question. And she said, well, what sort of skills do you think that they would need to be good parents? He said, well, the same as anyone else, really, just, you know, to be good parents. But what was really lovely is that that was just not a big deal for him. It was not a big factor for him, and he didn't see the difference. He didn't see that it needed to be this sort of issue, which I thought was really special. And I think ultimately, when we first came into the process, nine and a half years ago, it wasn't that sort of there was, you know, limited number of same-sex adopters. There was plenty of same-sex adopters throughout the UK, but it wasn't a widespread thing. It wasn't a really common thing at that stage. And then when I first started helping and supporting with the training, I found that there were low numbers of same-sex adopters. I actually find now, whenever I'm on my courses, that more often than not, there's a same-sex adopter in the room, which is really cool. But in the same breath, I've found that we've had adopters that have got birth children. We've got foster carers that are now going through adoption. We've got single adopters. I've worked with a couple where one of them was a part of the trans community. I think it's incredible. I think, you know, we've got mixed race adopters come through. It's ethnic minorities. It's the message is getting out there, and the message is, who can adopt? You can adopt. there's objections, there's struggles, there's concerns, there's worries. Of course there is, and they're going to be there along the way. But I think slowly but surely we're starting to realise that the objections that we're putting in our own path don't really need to be there. And we don't necessarily need to overcomplicate something that's going to be complicated for its own very special reasons, you know. And I think sort of seeing that there's an adjustment in people's beliefs and their confidence that actually they can be a part of it, which is really, really exciting. I know for me, my story is that I came out at the age of 19, knew for a little while beforehand, but I came out at the age of 19, and one thing that really, really worried me about coming out was I really knew that I wanted to be a parent. I desperately wanted to be a dad, and at the time I was really, really worried that if I came out and entered into a same-sex relationship, that would be it. I wouldn't be able to have children, and that really upset me. And at the time, it was one of the biggest parts of the battles that I had with coming out, and it made me consider not coming out and living a false self, so as I could have the experience of being a parent. But I realised that that wouldn't be fair to me, to the partner that I chose, or to the child or children that I had. So obviously I went against that. And I spoke with my best friend, and I shared with her my fears, and she's always been a very candid speaker, and she told me how furious she was that I had such a thought. She said, you know, you have surrogacy, you have the road of adoption. There are options out there for you. You don't need to close these doors. And I said, yeah. I said, but ultimately, I don't believe that being gay is a choice. But I don't want my choice to live my true self to affect a child that didn't ever get a say in that. I said, you know, is it fair that I either bring a child into the world or bring a child into my family, and I kind of decide for them that there's going to be a struggle that they're going to have to go through? You know, am I asking this child to have to endure something that they really shouldn't have to endure? And again, a very candid response of, you know, kids are cruel. She said, kids are cruel and kids get bullied. That is what happens in life. You're fat, you're thin, you're tall, you're short, you've got glasses, you are a bit effeminate, you're a bit masculine, you're terrible at sports, you're fantastic at sports. Kids are bullied. She said, it literally does not matter who you are, where you come from, children are bullied. She said, so all that you've got to do is raise your child to have the strength and the confidence to fight back against those bullies. You need to give them the resilience to say, this is me and I'm okay with it. And I confess that her advice shaped my future. Had she not been as candid as she was, I would not have gone down the road that I went down. And it was at the age of 19, when I came out, that I also realised that I wanted to adopt. I didn't, and this was just my approach, I didn't want to take on a child or to sort of, I didn't want to create a new child. I felt that, you know, if I wanted to be a parent that bad, there were children out there that needed that home. So I would do that. And again, that's just how I looked at it. I genuinely have no issues with anyone that wants to procreate or go down the surrogacy route. Really doesn't upset me at all. I think it's fantastic. This was just my views. And yeah, from the age of 19, I knew that I wanted to adopt and to go down that road at some stage in my life. I was in a relationship and we had a really great relationship, and it came up about children, and my partner at the time let me know that he did not want children. I said, well, I'm going to be having children, so it's either me and children or not me. We spent a little bit more time trying to sort of negotiate on that one and realised there was no point, so we called it a day. And shortly after, I met Dad. And I thought, I spent quite a lot of time in the previous relationship not realising and not sort of approaching that subject. So when I started this new relationship, I said, oh, by the way, children are in my future, just so as you're aware. And Dad was, that came from a different perspective. He was like, you know, it's just not something I thought of. It's not something I've given consideration to. I'm not saying no, but it's just not something that I'd ever really given much thought to. And perhaps on a future episode, I can ask Dad more about his own personal journey here. But I sort of said to him, you know, it's definitely what's happening. So, yeah, I think actually on our interview on the episode of Dad, I think we discussed this. He was on board, and it was really lovely. I think we approached it very much like the way that I'd been told to from the age of 19. You know, yes, your child may go through some difficulties and may have some struggles because of your sexuality. But you know what? Give them strength. Give them the armour. The great thing about our children is they are superbly resilient. They are able to take on so much and endure so much and come back fighting and come back stronger. And they're just incredible. They're absolutely incredible. And I think that that's something to be really proud of, and perhaps to give them a little bit more credit for. Because I think we worry and we stress, as all parents do, but actually these kids, they're pretty strong and they're pretty cool. So we need to give them the credit that they deserve. When we first adopted little dude, and he was in our family, he really did not seem fazed about having two dads. In fact, the social worker at the time had done some real great work with him, talking about sort of how different families looked, and she'd worked really hard to encourage him to see how great it would be to have two dads. So when she did finally announce that he had two dads, it was something that he was elated about. He was really thrilled. It's what he had always wanted. It's not what he'd always wanted, but it's definitely how he felt in the moment. And for him, he's just taken that in his stride, and he has just gone with it. And he's gone with it in such a beautiful way that has made us really, really proud. Over the course of the 7+ years that he's been with us, there's been some times within his, particularly within his school environment. Again, I think we talked about that in the schools episode, where some children have sort of taken issue to the fact that he's got two dads. But this is a subject that they can't really get him on, because it's about his family and it's about his journey, and he is so proud of his family and his journey that he doesn't allow that to push him back, push him down. Instead, he embraces it. So when the interviewer asked him, you know, have you had any issues at school, you know, over the time, and he said, yeah, I have. He said, but unfortunately, you're just going to get some narrow-minded people out there. And it was quite a brush-away comment, just like that. And I think that was really exciting, because he realised that it was them with the issue, not him. And he realised it was them that had to readjust, and he didn't need to, because he was quite content. And I think that's really exciting, because ultimately he's a very happy young man, and he's, obviously I'm very biased here, but he's doing really well, and he absolutely loves life. He bounds through life, and he inspires me daily with how he takes on the challenge of life. So, you know, I'm going to sort of give myself a little bit of credit here. Dad and I have worked really hard at being good parents, and we love our little dude, and he's doing really well, and people tell us a lot how lovely a young man he is and how he's growing up to be. Well, had we have not gone down the road of adoption, then he wouldn't have had that experience. So for anyone who's thinking about it but having those doubts, I would urge you to really seriously consider going down the road, because it's like I said last week, there are children waiting. We don't need to think of excuses, we need to think of ways forward. And I really, really want to actively encourage more people to think about adoption. And I think that same-sex adopters have got just as good a fighting chance of making some really seriously positive changes in children's lives, and they shouldn't allow that to be a stumbling block. We had another really lovely experience quite early on in our adoption process, and we attended a pride event, and we just wanted to go to the parade, and it was really exciting. And as we were there, we were stood in the parade, and each float that passed, they had sort of stickers that they were handing out. That was obviously the theme of that year. And we had little dude sort of like really up at the front, and he got so much attention. People were really excited to see him there. So he came away as just one big human sticker, because everyone just kept coming over and putting their float stickers on him, and he absolutely loved it. And during the parade, there was a particular float that passed, and it was for same-sex adopters. Or same-sex families, rather. And he was so elated. He was like, Daddy, 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 lift me up. Show them me. So I had to literally hold him and wave him at this passing float to say, yeah, look, I've got one too. And he really identified with that. And he really got animated about the fact that he had this connection as well, and that I think that there was the element of he was looking and going, wow, there are other children just like me, and that's exciting. You know, I'm one of a group. So he felt part of a community, which was really exciting. I think the other aspect as well, and I think this has really got to be stressed, times have changed. Times have changed so, so much. I mean, we've got a way to go, but crikey, we have come so, so far. We are in a world of tolerance, not complete tolerance. I don't necessarily think we'll ever be in a world where there is complete tolerance, because unfortunately you will always find that there are people with opinions and they won't always be the same as yours, but that's what makes the world go round. But we are in a world where tolerance is just so high and so, so incredibly exciting. The way it's moving forward, people are opening their minds and their eyes, and it starts with kids. Little dude in his school, he has let us know that there's been, I think in the last year, I think there's been something like 10 or 20 pupils in his year alone that have come out in one way or another to join the LGBTQ plus community. Now, take me back to school, there was no way I was letting people know that I had this deep, dark secret. I was not sharing this part of me. Now, people just don't care. In a good way. People are just looking at them and going, and? What else? What else do you have? And again, it hits that sort of topic of, you know, those of you that are thinking about it and considering it and worried about how things might go, we're holding on to fears and anxieties from our own youth, and we need to kind of let that go and stop that being the stress factor that we once thought it was. So yeah, ultimately I think I've seen amazing parents, I've heard stories of not such great parents. I don't think that sexuality really comes into it. We've all had challenges and all had things that we've overcome. It just so happens that part of my journey was overcoming the challenge of my own sexuality. So that helped to sort of shape some of my character, not all of it, but some of my character. But then a single adopter, heterosexual adopter, that list could just go on and on and on. We've all got something, we've all got pasts, we've all got experiences, and we use those experiences to strengthen our parenting ability. So I don't look at us as a same-sex adopters. I look at us as adopters. I look at us as parents. That's what I see. That's what Dad sees. And judging by the interview the little dude presented, that's what he sees too. I was hoping to be able to share the interview with you, but unfortunately the interviewer uses little dude's name a lot, and I just, as you know, I like to keep the anonymity as much as possible, because it allows me to be a lot more free with what we are able to share. And you know, I was talking to little dude and he said, you know, you can always say my name, it doesn't bother me at all. I said, yes, but it's when you're older, what are the things, you know, people can access this is your story. You know, how would you feel about your story being out there and for anyone to access it? His response was, if my story helps one person to adopt a child, then I don't care how many times it gets shared to do that. So I didn't really have a comeback for that, but I still like to keep as much closeness as I can, just to protect him for his future. But he enjoys the fact that I share with you. So if I can find a way to edit this video and bleep out the names and stuff, then I will share it as an episode. Once again, I will turn to my techie friends and perhaps techie listeners to see if there's a way to do that. But ultimately, it was a beautiful interview, and he did really, really well. So yeah, I think regardless of anything, you know, sex, sexual orientation, race, all protected qualities, all qualities, they shouldn't be a barrier. They should actually be a bridge. They should actually be your bridge to your future. And get excited about it. Get excited about what you can bring to the table. Not worried that what you bring to the table is going to bring issues. Because, not going to lie to you, these kids have had issues. They can cope with that. What they can't cope with is not being adopted. So, that's your challenge. And that's your homework for this week, ladies and gentlemen, to seriously consider whether adoption is right. But yeah, I think we need to spread the word. We need to let more people know that adoption is possible, and it is a route, it is an option, and that it's an option that's actually really cool, and that it's an option that will change your life forever, but in such a wonderful way. So yes, that is the conclusion of today's episode. I hope you've all enjoyed it. Now, like I said last week, I have the five topics that I'm looking at launching, and I'm still working on that. I've sent out a couple of messages over the course of the week to see if I can knuckle down some guests to bring on to further strengthen those topics. As and when I hear more, I will share with all of you. Until then, thank you for listening, and I shall speak to you next week.